Almost 40 years ago, Rob had passion, drive, and endless enthusiasm. Now you get this. And this is Rad Radio.
Every now and then we get into a listener versus show member playful, sometimes not playful, email exchange back and forth. sometimes they never get read because the comebacks either get just mean or lame or unfunny. Aww. But this one's worth going to. Brianna wrote back. Brianna's the one who initially wrote in after Kyle saying Billy Joel is going to fall asleep seeing him in concert, yeah, etc. She initially wrote in and said, I'm a year older than Kyle. I love Billy Joel. It's on the bucket list kind of thing. Kyle said, your mom was old.
She is.
So Brianna wrote back and said, actually, and by the way, this is the Brianna who claims to be the original Brianna. She writes all the time, even though we have like a dozen of them that write, but she's like,
she's the OG.
And so she's aware that Kyle's mom was 17 when she gave birth. And she wrote back and said, silly Kyle, my mom was younger than your mom. So she's just young and hip and she knows music kind of thing.
Yeah, but my mom's still old too.
And Kyle's response to that was, I said, I thought he was going to go the route of, you know, my God, your mom is younger than mine. Your mom's a slut.
I mean, like they used to do on Teen Mom on MTV. All those girls were teen moms, but if you were like the really younger one, you were the slut.
Which is just great. I love that woman-on-woman crime.
Yeah.
Brianna wrote back one more time. She said, my mom actually went to high school with Dawn and was a pregnant cheerleader. She was absolutely a hoe.
You were Dawn's best friend then.
Oh. I was not a hoe. I didn't have sex until after high school.
Using the pronouns, when she says she was absolutely a hoe, is she talking about Dawn or her mother?
No, I was a drug addict.
Yeah, when Dawn says...
Which is apparently better.
Yes!
When Dawn says she waited until after high school to become a whore, that means after 3 p.m.
No. Right.
When high school let out.
Very good.
I never became a hoe!
By the way, kids... While neither's great, I'm not sure that we want to expressly send the message that the Rad Show as a whole supports being a drug addict is better than being promiscuous.
Listen, in my day, you were looked upon better if you did drugs as opposed to if you was a hoe.
That's clearly okay, a geographical thing.
Hold hoes in high regard. Yes, where I lived, yes. If you were a girl that slept around, you was a hoe, it was looked at negatively. If you were someone who did drugs, you were cool.
You could just choose to study hard, not do drugs, not be promiscuous.
Dork. That's not cool.
And be a dork. Yes.
There's a fun in all that. It's
nowhere.
It's all very fun, kids.
Nowhere.
It's what you should do.
I'm just trying to make sure I got all my legal bases covered before the calls start coming in later.
Hashtag sarcasm.
If you are a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day.
Good morning.
Here's a recap via emails from allegedly working Americans of what you missed on today's show, Graham. We went back to the issue of being ambidextrous, which is very, very, very rare. People who can do things, people who are ambidextrous, rather, can do things as well with either hand. Both. They can do anything with either one of them at the same level.
That's amazing.
People like Dawn are more, they're more dominant, something dominant, cross-dominant, I think is what it's called.
We're more, there's more of us.
By far, that's
special. There should only be a few of you because that's like amazing that you can do both things just as well with both hands.
It's the idea of, you know, Dawn writes with her right hand, but she does almost everything sporting with her right hand or left hand and everything with her right hand, like sporting.
I write
things
with
like that.
My left hand. You think you'd know that?
No, I know. I just misphrased it. I rephrased it. You just stopped listening because you were so mad and you wanted to correct me, but I did rephrase it. Writes with her left hand and does sports with her right hand.
You messed up first.
And there's all sorts of that. Justin says, the takeaway of if you're dominant, you know, whatever that is, I forget the technical term, is that your brain is wired differently than the what we call like the template brain. Because we all rewire our brain as we grow, but you just, and sometimes forcibly so, because that's how Dawn became this cross dominant thing. Justin says, I too am miswired. I am left-handed and left-eye dominant. Shooting, writing, eating are all done with my left hand. I even wakeboard goofy-footed, which is right foot forward. But throwing, batting, and kicking is done with my right hand and my right foot.
Jeez. Hmm. Yeah, I eat left-handed. That's true. The fork and spoon.
Which is the dominant hand.
Yes, that is the hand that I write with.
Cletus wrote in.
I just love that name.
Cletus. Your brother named Clam?
Because I mentioned that I only have two. I was a switch hitter when I played baseball.
You should make that clear.
Playing baseball as a switch hitter. That meant something much different when Dawn and I were growing up. And I do pleasure myself with my non-dominant hand. But other than that, everything's my right hand. So Cletus says, I am right-handed. And I used to use that hand. So he's right-handed like me. I used to use that hand to self-pleasure until I had to use a mouse with it for porn, so I switched to my left.
A mouse?
Evolution. Yeah, very not good. An actual furry mouse.
Right.
A computer mouse.
Right.
That's great.
Is that because porn?
Well, you know, porn leads people to some gross stuff, yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if there was a mouse.
Okay,
now.
Next correction and clarification. Porn can have that effect on certain people who are not in a healthy place to be watching porn. It does not, as a definitive thing, lead people to weird stuff. Without any context.
Like who? I mean, there's a phone, there's tablets. Oh, who uses mice anymore on their computer?
Kyle? Tens of millions of Americans.
Yes. Some people are older than you and had to enjoy their pornographic material other ways.
And it's still common practice to use a mouse?
Yeah, use mice.
And some people, believe it or not, some people half Kyle's age, you know what? They use mice. Mm-hmm. For their computers, you know why? They like it.
Yeah.
They just make that decision.
Sure.
Stupid trackpad.
A different opinion.
Okay, whatever.
Oh my God, you are my A+ student. I love that response.
We've gone from
yes,
to whatever.
That golden. What are people going to say to that? Nothing, right?
Nope.
Brandon is off this weekend to L.A. and is going to be seeing Maynard from Tool with his big 60th birthday show at the Hollywood Bowl. I've been there once and recently with my wife to see Ricky Gervais. It's just an iconic place to see a show. Randall says, I've only been to one show at the Hollywood Bowl. It was in the early 2010s. I was shocked and surprised at the multiple unannounced special guests that joined the headliner, not only for a few songs during the show individually, but all of them came back on stage for the encore. I think that is one of the many special aspects of seeing a show there because being in the LA area, you never know. I hope Brando gets a similar experience. I mean, the point of this show is already there's going to be so many amazing performers.
Three of my favorite bands, three of my top bands that I love. And also, yeah, because it's in Tinseltown, there's going to be ton of people. That's actually where Tool was incepted. So I would be shocked if some of those members from the OG band of Maynard's would not show up.
Or even members of other bands.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
There's been special guests for previous shows on this tour, so I would not be surprised. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want this for Brandon at all, but for someone else, we're like, yeah, man, we're in Tinseltown. You know who's always in Tinseltown? The D-listers of musicians
sure.
actors,
yeah.
right? So, like, you never know what you're going to
yes.
get. They're always available.
No, that's true.
And when push comes to shove, fine. Carrot Top, go ahead.
They're all at Starbucks writing their screen, whatever.
Let's move along to Nick's email.
Whatever, it works.
During Dr. Rob, we had a girl write in. She's flying in 2 weeks, and she's afraid of the flight, so we tried to give her as many different ideas that maybe would help her get over that. Nick says, the Dr. Rob fear of flying letter is overthinking things. If she would just watch the classic 1980s TV show The A-Team, Google it, not the movie, right, that they made later, which was great, but the actual TV show, she will see that the biggest badass of the show, B.A. Baracus, played by the legendary actor Mr. T,
hell yeah,
had a crippling fear of flying. And the solution was simple. All of his teammates simply had to strike him on the head with a blunt object, and Mr. T was instantly unconscious for the exact duration of the flight. Hope this helps.
So she should ask to be bonked over the head.
By professionals. Yes, because they're all special forces. They know how hard to bonk you to knock you out for the flight time. Last one's from Melissa. I've replaced alcohol with an appetite, and I gained 5 pounds in 3 weeks. And have ballooned up to 176.2 pounds at 5'11". Yes, and so I'm,
man.
Yeah, well, my back. I'm having back issues now, too, even though I'm not, and all my clothes fit and everything. So Melissa wrote in and said, call me a snowflake, but my God, Rob, I just want to hug you and tell you that it's okay that you're fat now.
It is.
Exactly.
I hope all these jokes really aren't making you sad. Thank God that your confidence is as big as your waist. Or these jokes could lead down a dark path. Just know that I don't subscribe to these fat jokes. My hatred has gone up for them as quickly as the number on your scale, and I am here for you.
Are you driving those fat people scooters at the grocery store?
I am not.
No? That's okay. Great.
So the letter writer, she wants to hug you, but she's not going to be able to reach
right.
around you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've got a reach around schedule for this evening when my wife
Hello.
Gets home. Mixed Pick Sports Show begins in moments on Rad TV and members.radradio.com on the Rad Radio app. and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. For the rest of you, we're back tomorrow.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys, I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line. Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya, I'm
glad. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Very well.
Dar. Bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So long, stink town.
Well, goodbye.